CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 6th of October 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Bampton School to contact ISS on Tuesday. Exams committee reorganised. Enter the construction competition. Brampton School in East Devon will make their contact with the International Space Station on Tuesday the 8th of October at 1:51pm. They'll be operating as GB4BPS and contacting the NA1SS on the station. Speaking to Drew Morgan, KI5AAA, the downlink signals on 145-800MHz FM will be audible in many parts of Europe. In January 2019, the RSGB announced that the exam committee structure would be changing. The Examinations and Syllabus Review Group, or ESRG, has now been formed to replace the previous examinations group. The new group includes places for club tutors who will hold a full amateur radio licence and have taught the advanced syllable for at least 2 years. The RSGB is seeking to appoint a chairman and up to 3 additional members. Further information about the group, including its terms of reference and membership, can be found on the RSGB website. Please email the Examination Standards Committee Chairman, Tony Kent, G8PBH, via esc.cec.chair@rsgb.org.uk for an application and include a brief description of your relevant experience. There's still time to put in an entry for the RSGB Annual Construction Competition, which will be judged by the RSGB Convention on the 12th. Entries covering any aspect of amateur radio are welcome. Any project may be entered other than the previous winners in this competition. If you've entered a club or national construction competition or written up a project for your club magazine, you've done most of the work needed to enter the RSGB construction competition. Go to the RSGB site to find out more. Regrettably, 2 items were stolen from the MLNS stand at the National Hamfest last Saturday. A Kenwood TH D74E serial number B6B10239, complete with battery and antenna, was removed from the stand. Additionally, a Nisei Digital SWR power meter type RS70 was removed. If you are offered either of these items, please contact Martin Lynch and Sons. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. It's kindly sponsored by Martin Lynch and Sons. The programme of lectures and workshop is now online. The closing date for online discount day tickets is the 7th of October. Weekend package bookings can be made until midnight tonight, the 6th of October, on the RSGB site. If you have tickets for the gala dinner on Saturday and wish to reserve a table with friends, please send your name and call sign to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 12th and 13th of October, UK Army, Navy and Air Cadet units will be carrying out Exercise Blue Ham 19. Operations will be on the 5 MHz shared band. Amateurs may claim a certificate if they contact 10 or more stations over the weekend and submit a copy of their log sheet. QSO exchange details and claim info are at tinyurl.com/GB2RS. Blue Ham 19. This is the last chance of 2019 to make contact with cadets. John Rogers, M0JAV, and David Lauder, G0SNO, will be running an RFI clinic at the RSGB convention on Saturday at 4:45pm. The session will consist of a short presentation on the tools and techniques used to locate and identify RFI sources, and a number of test setups and live demos will be available using radios, SDRs and spectrum analyzers to let you see and hear some of these common RFI sources. If you have an unusual source, then please bring it along for them to investigate. Due to essential maintenance work, the GB3RS radio room at RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Wednesday the 9th of October. The NRC itself will remain open to visitors, but with the radio room closed, it'll be unavailable for visiting radio amateurs to operate GB3RS. We're sorry for the inconvenience and anticipate the station to be fully operational again on Thursday morning. There will be two Raspberry Pi workshops held on Saturday the 12th at the RSGB convention. Raspberry Pi owners that are new to Linux and the Pi who would like to understand more. Sorry, I think that's wrong. It should read, Raspberry Pi owners that are new to Linux and the Pi would like to understand more about its capabilities in amateur radio, and they should bring along their own Pi. The workshop will supply other equipment. There are limited spaces, but plenty of room for observers, and handouts are provided. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 6th of October, the 46th Welsh Radio Rally takes place at Rougemont School, Llantanaram Hall, Malpas, in Newport, NP26QB. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 9:45 for disabled visitors. Admittance £2.50. Trade stands bring and buy RSGB bookstalls and special interest groups. Lectures will take place during the day. Catering is available on site. Contact Rob Evans, MW0CVT 01495 220455. The RSGB convention takes place from the 11th to the 13th of October, with delegates being encouraged to visit the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park on Friday as part of the weekend's activities. Taking part at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Swallow House, Timbald Avenue, Kent's Hill Park in Milton Keynes, that's MK76BZ, the convention will feature five streams of lectures and workshops to suit all areas of amateur radio. Next Sunday, the 13th, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally will be held in the Floral Hall, Hornsey, HU181NQ. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £2, under 14s free. The bring and buy will be run by Hornsey ARC. There will be a trade stands following, showing radio equipment, computers and so on, and an RSGB book stand. Hot and cold food will be available in the cafe. Contact Les 2E0LBJ on 01377 252393, or go to hornseyarc.co.uk. Next Sunday the 13th sees the Holdsworthy Radio Rally takes place at its new venue, Holdsworthy Leisure Centre, Wellpart Western Road, Holdsworthy in Devon, EX226DH. There will be traders, a bring and buy and catering on site. The venue is separate, disabled access via the traders side door entrance. A club steward will be on duty in the car park. Doors open 8 a.m. for traders, 10 a.m. for visitors. Contact Howard M0MYB via email holdsworthyarc@gmail.com. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as possible to RSGB. Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Pazzi, OH3WS, will be active as OJ0W, OJ0-OH3WS and OJ0-OG3A from Market Reef, IOTA reference EU053, until the 12th of October. He'll be operating CW and SSBI 80 to 30 metre bands. This is expected to be the last activity for Market Reef's Golden Jubilee celebrations. Ravi, FVU2IIX, will be on Mahé Island in the Seychelles, AFO24, until the 30th of June 2021. He'll operate SSB in digital modes as Sugar 79 Victor Uniform on the 80 to 10 metre bands. Vernon NN5E and James NT5V will operate as V31CC and V31JW respectively from Belize until the 12th of October, QSL via Logbook of the World or via home calls either direct or via the Bureau. Members of the Italian de-expedition team will be on the air from Liberia until the 11th of October. An unusual feature of the trip is that instead of the normal EL prefix, they'll be using Alpha 82 X-ray for CW and SSB contacts and Alpha 82 Zulu on digital contacts. QSL manager is I2YSB and there'll be an online log. ISTVAN HA5AO is in Lesotho until the 19th of October using the call sign 7 Papa 8 Alpha Oscar. He'll focus on high bands, mostly CW and FT8 QSL via home call. Now the special event, whose special call sign GB100HAL has been issued to commemorate 100 years of RAF Halton, in conjunction with the many events that are taking part celebrating the anniversary. The call may also be claimed towards the airfields on the air award and is recognised by RAFARs for all their awards. The call signs will be used mostly Saturdays up to the end of the year. Please send special event details to radcomat@sgb.org.uk as early as possible so we can give you free publicity. And remember, it's a licensing condition that stations using a UK special events call sign must be open to the public. Now, for contest news, the weekend is busy with several contests taking place over the 2 days. The IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest runs for 24 hours, finishing at 1400 UTC today, the 6th. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest runs for 24 hours until 0800 UTC today, the 6th. Using SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs contest bans the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the 6th, the DX contest runs from 0500 to 2300 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also today, the Worked All Britain DX contest runs from 0500 to 2300 UTC. Using SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB area. On Monday, the Pioneer FT4 series contest takes place 1900 to 2000 on the 3.5 megs band, the exchange's your signal report and 4-character locator. The IRTS 80-metre Evening Counties contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using CW and SSB on the 3.5 megs band. The exchange's signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations also send their county. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM only, it's followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs machine-generated mode activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. With the exchange of signal report and your 4-character locator, it's followed by the all-mode 50 megahertz UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange for that contest is signal report, serial number and locator. The Oceania DXCW contest runs for 24 hours 0800 UTC on the 12th to 0800 UTC on the 13th, using 1.8 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange, a signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 13th, it's the IRTS 40-metre counties contest running 1200 to 1400 UTC using CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number, EI and GI stations send their county as well. Now for the radio propagation report, combined by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, we had a real mixed bag in terms of HF propagation last week. The middle of the week through to Friday was actually quite good. Peter, G3XJE, ran a very compromised 20-metre WSPR station from the Propagation Studies Committee stand at the Newark Hamfest and was picked up as far afield as the southern states in the USA. Saturday was a very different story, though, thanks to a geomagnetic storm that saw the KP index soar to 5. 20 metres was pretty hopeless and WSPR on 30 metres from Newark only returned a few European spots. The sun remained spotless last week and HF propagation is again being dominated by geomagnetic disturbances. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux stuck at around 68 with zero sunspots. We may see the effects of another coronal hole today, the 6th, with the KP index predicted to rise to 4. Look out for a possible pre-auroral enhancement. The disturbance may be relatively short-lived, with the KP index falling to 2 for the rest of the week. There are a number of DX expeditions on at the moment, the A82X and the A82Z DX expedition to Liberia may be one of the easy ones to catch, with openings 0600 to 0800 hours on 30 metres to 15 metres being favourites. After the slight midday D-layer absorption lull, openings again occur all afternoon. Keep an eye on the DX cluster to see where they're operating. Station A35JT from Tonga may be a bit more difficult for average stations, as will said K3A from the Tokelau Islands, both in the Pacific Ocean. But if you don't have a beam and a linear amplifier, why not try FT8? Now VHF and up. It's another very unsettled looking set of weather charts for the week to come. They suggest that once again rain scatter will be the go-to mode on the gigahertz bands. The hidden message here is that this means low pressure and a general lack of high pressure and temperature inversions for enhanced tropo conditions. It can sometimes be useful to explore areas of high pressure a bit further away, and in next week we find a large high resident between the UK and the Azores. A ridge from this high could occasionally just reach out to the southwestern corner of British Isles to give a small chance of tropo paths from Southern Ireland, southwest England and South Wales towards Spain, and perhaps as far as the Canaries or the Azores. Moon declination reached minimum yesterday, so we'll see an increase in moon window lengths and peak moon elevation as the week goes on. Apogee is on Thursday, so losses will be high as well. The only plus is that sky noise on VHF is low all week. There's a flurry of meteor showers this week, with the largest the Draconids, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10, peaking on the 9th. This is followed by the southern Taurids on the 10th and the delta Aurigids on the 11th. So we should see some better meteor scatter conditions. That's it from the radio, from the propagation team this week. It's all from me also. Until next week.